The West Australian goldfields town of Kalgoorlie has been rocked by another tragedy just weeks after the burial of Aboriginal teenager Elijah Doughty. Locals had set up a mourning site at the stretch of road where the 14-year-old died after allegedly being hit by a ute while riding a motorbike. A mother of three yesterday took her own life in bushland near that site. Her death is one of at least six suicides in the Kalgoorlie-Boulder region during the past year, with dozens more attempted suicides and incidents of serious self-harm. Aboriginal leaders say they're desperate for an effective government response, as Natasha Robinson reports.
It was a lonely place to die, a stretch of road already steeped in grief.
Yeah, it was a big shock for us. It was a little bit too close to home for us, you know.
Diane Logan and her friend Dina Rundle are trying to absorb the news of yet another death in their WA goldfields town.
With the amount of death that's going on, after a while you're just like, you're becoming immune and you get that numbness. Mm. And it's like, oh my God, another death.
These friends have little idea why a mother of three travelled yesterday to Elijah Doughty's memorial site and took her own life.
It's just been funeral after funeral after funeral. But before somebody is buried, before we finish burying them, we're hearing of another death.
Elijah Doughty was buried just 2 weeks ago. In the weeks following his death, Kalgoorlie erupted as racial unrest spilled onto the streets. Dina Rundle says Aboriginal people in Kalgoorlie have been pushed to the limits of their resilience.
As a mother, I know a handful of us mothers, we can chase our children to 1 o'clock at night. There's nothing here for children, for starters. And, you know, as a mother, I have to work to pay the bills, pay the rent, put food in the house, but I can't watch my children around the clock.
Stemming the tide of Indigenous suicide seems an almost impossible task in regional and remote WA. Almost 60% of those who take their lives never reach out for help. Diane Logan again.
Historically, Aboriginal people have had a fear of welfare and police because they're only there to take your kids away. Aboriginal people have been oppressed for many, many years, and they're not used to talking to strangers about what's going on because nobody listens.
For the past 2 years, former Social Justice Commissioner Dr. Tom Calmer has been at the forefront of national suicide prevention efforts.
The situation with our communities have been growing for decades.
What is your personal response to this incident?
Well, you know, it is angry, very, very frustrating. There's no consistent policy approach. There's no consistent funding. And there is definitely a lack of real and meaningful engagement with Aboriginal Torres Strait Islander people.
Dr. Tom Calmer ending that report by Natasha Robinson, with additional reporting from Nathan Morris in Kalgoorlie. And if you or anyone you know needs help, you can call Lifeline on 13 11 14.